The Arrow Retrospective in Lyon is a good opportunity to meander through the long and varied career of this renowned living painter. It spans more than half a century, and yet the images, technique and mood seem so familiar and contemporary. You can see it at the pleasantly bright and airy Mac in Lyon by the River Rhône. Arrow himself says, for his large image-packed formats in particular, the Mac even beats the prestigious Pompidou Centre.
This is the far biggest exhibition of my work. It's the same architect as the Pompidou Centre in Paris, but there's a lot of iron tubes there who disturb. Here the rooms are marvellous, and you can move the walls around, depends on the size of the series you're exposing, you know. So this is extremely complete.
His prolific collages, painting and sculpting began in Iceland in the 1950s. Since then, he's resided in Italy, Israel, the US and France, among other places, all of which influenced his work. His work, in a critical way, reflects the political choices and mores of societies, not just those he's experienced firsthand. Daniel Quarren has curated this retrospective.
The idea of the retrospective is to show how he came to create his artistic world. Very early on, he made collages and then used them as the models and the bases for his paintings. His work keeps pace with the rate at which our society produces images. It's rich, it's varied, and constantly renews itself.
Arrow's paintings shake conventional society, depicting political extremes and their horrific effects. One series was called Sextremities. One of those paintings, realised in 1959 to 1960, depicts hellish scenes of copulating monsteroids, and it's called Asexuated Sharpeville Flow. The title comes from the Sharpeville massacre in 1960 in South Africa, when police shot dead 67 demonstrators who were protesting against black-white segregation. Briefly exhibited in Italy in 1963, it was confiscated by the Italian authorities and resurfaced 40 years later in 2013. Arrow's concern and questions about power in all shapes and forms comes out in his split personality portraits of historical politicians, reminiscent of portraits done by Picasso or Andy Warhol later on. It also comes out in Arrow's hugely famous and huge wall-covering scapes, some of which are several metres long and high. The scapes are jammed with images, whether taken entirely from comic books or mixed in collage form with works of classical painters such as 15th century Hieronymus Bosch or Jean-Auguste Ingres, or 19th and 20th century greats like Van Gogh, Picasso, and then the surrealists or pop artists. Daniel Quarren says he's an artist who digested history of art to remain up to date and true to himself.
Arrow is known for his works packed full of images, notably his scapes. In the internet age, this work does seem very familiar, cut and paste, movement of images, as if it had actually foreseen today's experiences.
It takes imagination to take sections from paintings old and new or from cartoons to reposition and juxtapose them with what are often entirely incongruous images and maintain an aesthetic whole that makes sense. Arrow himself has a particular take on imagination.
Very often the other people are the imagination, because I work with material of a lot of other people, and of course I could have problem for the copyright, but if I'm not free, I prefer to risk a lawsuit, which I've had some in my life, and it's all been solved all by money or by friendship sometimes, really, mostly by money.
But yours is a risky business.
Luckily, we have to take risk in life, if not you're nowhere.
So where is his imagination taking him now? To Arrow manga, it seems.
The Japanese manga. You have there the most incredible characters. I don't know their name, but all the children know their name. And I feel that some of these characters are more diabolic than the interesting Picasso characters sometimes. I discovered also a small island called Arrow manga, which is not between New Zealand and Australia. And it is full of minerals, petrol, oil, anything, gold and silver and all that. And we are preparing an exhibition which will be called Arrow Manga.
So take a break from the screen in front of you, take a deep breath and fill your eyes with Arrow's thought-provoking and otherwise provocative works, an alternative way of scrutinising the popular image, whether used for entertainment, social messages or outright propaganda. Thank you for listening with Arts in France on RFI. I'm Roslyn Hyams.